Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Squares Contest. $1,000 prize pool and completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter today.
Old-fashioned football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake-eating mother...
All right, sir. Deal!
Old-fashioned football.
Welcome, welcome to Old-fashioned football. Thank you to Paul Stevie for bringing us in on guitar. I am your host, or co-host, I should say, Justin Mark. You can call me J Mark. Find me on Twitter at J Mark Football. And let me bring in the other host, the other co-host, my lovely wife, who's giving me eyes like, you're not the only host, mofo. Miranda, you can call her Mer. Find her on Twitter at J Mark's Wifey. Miranda, how you doing today?
I am doing great. Glad to be back after a couple weeks break there.
It has been a little bit of a break. This is feeling odd. We got to get back into it, though.
Yes, and I'm excited for all of the content that we've been planning to bring you during the off season. We're not going away, which is very exciting for us. A lot more whiskey drinking coming your way, too.
And that is very exciting.
Yes. But right now in football, we have our Super Bowl teams identified. We have the Eagles going to State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, to face off with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are you rooting for?
Who do you think I'm rooting for?
The Chiefs.
Yes.
You're Mahomey.
I am a Mahomey fan.
Yep. You like Mahomes. I'm going for the Eagles.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was high on them all year, and I didn't think they'd make the Super Bowl, but I was high on the team in general. And so, yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. I think their coach, Nick Sirianni, has not only done a really good job, but the fact that he was not considered for Coach of the Year, I feel like, is pretty shitty, because I thought he's been one of the better coaches this year. But it is what it is, I guess.
It is. Who is doing, I'm horrible for not knowing this, who's doing the halftime show?
Ugh, Rihanna.
Oh.
We
all know how you feel about this.
Not a big Rihanna fan.
I feel like she'll put on a good show.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be entertaining enough. The anthem, though, I am excited about.
Oh?
Chris Stapleton.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That will be a good one.
I haven't heard him do anything that I haven't liked. Mm-hmm. So just doing the anthem. If you get a good anthem singer anyways, I feel like it can give you goosebumps, because it does mean a lot. The song means a lot at times. And to certain people, you know. So he's going to do awesome, I think. So, but yeah, we're going to, in this episode, do a little 2022 recap, talk about some important offseason dates, and some of the bigger stories this offseason, I guess. But before we get to all that, what are we drinking today?
All right. Now, I told you this was going to be a little different today. I'd like you to leave the room so that I could tell our listeners what we're drinking today.
Excuse me? I have to leave. I'm getting kicked out of my own office, my own podcasting room.
Yes, leave the room. I'll tell you when you can come back.
Okay.
All right. Now that Justin's left the room, we are drinking Evan Williams Bottle and Bond Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. You can find this for under $20 a bottle. And Justin loves this stuff. So let's see if he can pick it out in a blind taste test. Justin, you can come back in the room.
I am back. No.
You are back. So you were still working. Actually, it was after. I think you were still in your podcast with Rod.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll go and be proactive. I'll pick out the whiskey we're doing since we didn't talk about it beforehand. I'll make old fashions for us, which are really good.
They are. It is very good.
And then as I was looking at our selection of whiskeys and figuring out which ones we had not had on the show, I decided I wanted to give you a blind taste test and see what you think of our whiskey.
Oh no.
Oh no. Does it make you nervous?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I got to put my money where my mouth is and see if I know what I'm drinking. But I did smell it right away, and I told you my guess was that it was whiskey, so I won.
It is whiskey.
Yes.
It is whiskey.
Got it right.
Got some points there.
All right. Well, before we get started, let's get paid. And we're brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays, a.k.a. WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet. The big game is here, and WynnBET has you covered. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer of bet $100, get $100. Limited state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so that they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offers subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also brought to you by the Big Game Squares Contest. SGPN is giving away $1,000 in their Big Game Squares Contest. It's completely free to enter. All you need to do is follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Spotify and give them a rating. Then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter for your chance to win free Big Game Square. All right, Miranda, why don't we talk a little 2022 recap? Now, in 2022, if you listen to us, we did Sir Throws a Lot, and we did Studs and Duds. Well, now we have a 2022 overall Sir Throws a Lot and Studs and Duds, right?
Right.
So why don't we do the Sir Throws a Lot first? The 2022 Sir Throws a Lot belongs to Old Man Tom Brady. He had 733 pass attempts on the year. The next closest was young man Justin Herbert with 699. That's quite a difference, and it's amazing.
It's amazing that
at
he's
his age
throwing the ball that much. Didn't get them anywhere, but it's amazing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. what's amazing is his arm hasn't fallen off because he's old.
He is old and fit.
Yeah.
Tom Brady may have had the most pass attempts this season, but we did Sir Throws a Lot on a weekly basis by stats, and Patrick Mahomes had the highest per week throws of 68 throws against the Titans in week 9.
That's a lot of throws.
It is. I think he is the overall Sir Throws a Lot. I know that Brady had the most throws all season collectively, but on our weekly, it was Mahomie.
Mahomie, and you're a Mahomie. How about some of the biggest surprises? I know we both jotted some surprises down. What's one of your biggest surprises this year?
Geno Smith being a top 10 quarterback.
It was a surprise to you because I said he would be, and you did not think he would be.
Justin, you would rub that in. No, I didn't, though. And who did, aside from you?
Well, making me one of a kind here. Thank you.
What about you? Give me a surprise that you had.
That Christian McCaffrey stayed healthy.
I did not know. I wanted him to. I didn't know if it was going to happen.
Yeah, neither one of us wanted him to get injured, but we both mentioned that we would not draft him because of his injury proneness that he seemed to have. But yeah, he stayed healthy. So, I mean, good for him. And he finished as the number one running back in fantasy football because of that.
Yes.
What's another one for you?
Not a surprise to me or you, but to many, and not to beat a dead horse, but Russell Wilson doing so poorly this season.
So Russell Wilson is a dead horse is what you're saying.
He is not the workhorse he was.
Very political of you. No, he was not good at all. Do you think he rebounds?
Is he done? I don't know. I don't know. It's sad. It's sad to think about it. But how old is he? Do we know how old he is?
I think he's 30s, 34 maybe.
I don't know.
I will look real quick. But while I'm looking, a lot of people seem to think it was the play calling. Nathaniel Hackett was running their offense. They will have a new coach. I don't know if that's going to make a difference because he is 34. I hit it on the head. I thought he started looking kind of bad in his last year in the Seahawks. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, maybe having a new coach makes a difference, but he's not going to be one that I'm going to go all out for.
Well, like you draft him for $10.
No.
Five.
I don't know.
$1.
Yeah, depending on who else. I don't know. I'm pretty good at quarterbacks. I don't know. I have some good deals. I don't know if I'm looking to add
him. That's something we should do on one of our episodes is kind of look at our rosters and our thought processes of why we keep who we do. We'll kind of get on that later.
You would like us to cover that one, wouldn't you? So that you can know what I'm doing.
I don't care who you keep and don't keep.
Yeah, I don't need the rest of our leagues knowing either. That's part of it. You don't know who people are going to keep until you get to the draft.
That's true.
It definitely impacts planning if you know who's dropping who.
It's true.
Information that...
In the league we run, I always give mine right away because I don't want people to think that I'm just waiting to see what everybody else gets and then
you do. But
mine.
Then you get to know as people give you their draft picks, though, you get to see who's being kept. And that has to help your planning.
Me?
Yeah.
Not if I've already kept mine.
No, not for keepers.
What do you mean then?
For the draft.
What, everybody gets to know who people
not
kept
with
in the
as
draft.
Much time.
Oh, so you're thinking I get more time to prepare and that's why I always beat you.
No, you don't always beat me. I don't. Did you beat me in any of our leagues this year? Maybe one.
Especially that one because you finished in the toilet bowl there. So, yeah.
No, I was not last.
Oh, you were pretty close. You were pretty close.
Continue. We're getting off on a side tangent here.
My other surprise, Taysom Hill, a top five tight end. Now, last year he was listed as a quarterback, running back, I think just quarterback and running back, maybe. Because last year he did suit up for them as quarterback. This year they switched him to tight end, even though they're paying him a lot of money as a backup quarterback. But he is. He's a quarterback. He's a running back.
He's that versatile player out there.
Yeah. Swiss Army knife type of player. He can do it all. And he finished as a top five tight end because of it. So not a name you would think as, oh, top five tight end. But Taysom Hill, he put up the stats to prove it.
All right. And I know we talked about studs and duds all season, every week, brought you those lists. But here, let's take a look at some of those underrated value studs.
Keep in mind, Kramer and Sean said I should not let you do the studs. She looks at me with her drinking hand like, oh, well, I'm doing them. I'll kick it off. Trevor Lawrence. Now, this is when we give their draft position, this is their draft position
average
among
draft position.
Yeah, amongst their position. Mm-hmm. So Trevor Lawrence drafted 18th quarterback, so not 18th overall, obviously. He's drafted as the 18th quarterback, finished as the 7th.
Kirk Cousins drafted as the 15th quarterback, finished 6th.
Our boy, Justin Fields, drafted 17th, dropped in a lot of leagues after the first four didn't go well, finished 9th overall.
That is one I'm still bitter about not getting because I think he's just going to get better.
Oh, he is. Mm-hmm. And I did get him in most leagues.
For cheap. You got him pretty cheap.
I did.
Jamal Williams.
That's your guy.
He is my guy. Drafted 52nd average running back position. He finished 8th, and you can bet your ass that I am going to keep him. Little spoiler alert for people.
Spoiler alert. Well, it's interesting because I think he is going to be a free agent. So it'll be interesting to see if Detroit retains him or not. They should.
They should. I would be surprised if they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think looking at our list real quick, just doing a quick glance, he's the biggest stud, right?
Yeah, I mean, we into 40 for average draft position.
He's the only over 50.
Yeah.
And finished top 10.
Top 10.
Just one of those good stories. Another good story, not as big of a gap, but a pretty big one. Tony Pollard drafted 35th, finished 7th. We're going to talk about him a little bit later.
Miles Sanders, we'll also talk about him later, was drafted 31st and finished 10th.
Yeah. Kenneth Walker drafted 37th, finished 12th.
Devonta Smith was drafted as a 35th wide receiver, and he finished 13th overall.
Pretty impressive. Jalen Waddle drafted 19th, finished 7th. That's a guy that I feel like some of us believed in the Dolphins, some of us did not. I did not. But here he is. He finished 7th with Tyreek Hill in the top 5.
Yeah, so. Both of them.
Yep.
Crazy. Christian Kirk was drafted as the 40th wide receiver, finished as 8th.
So that's another good jump. Not as big as Jamal Williams, but another good jump. I did draft Christian Kirk for $1. I just wanted to rub that in really quick.
Oh, man.
Amari Cooper drafted as the 30th. Nobody expected much out of the Browns, but he did finish as the 10th, even though the Browns
didn't. That does surprise me.
Yeah, the Browns didn't do much, but when they did, it was Amari Cooper.
Now, one second, Justin, because, okay, nothing. Taysom Hill, I thought I had my stats wrong here for a second. He was drafted as the 26th tight end, finished 4th.
That essentially is saying he was not drafted.
Basically, I picked him up off the free agency.
Yeah, I guess it depends how deep your league is, but in a 10 or 12 person league, you probably aren't going to your 26th tight end.
There's always that one guy who drafts like 3 tight ends, though.
Yeah. It's usually one of the fortunes. The last name fortune. No, they do go crazy on their defenses, though, it seems like. Evan Engram, drafted 24th, finished 8th at tight end. So now we're going to talk about busts, but you'll notice some names missing, like Cooper Kupp, because that was all because of injury. Trey Lance, all because of injury. But we're going to talk about these duds of the year that aren't necessarily injury related.
Okay, well, I'm going to kind of break that rule a little bit. Because I do have Jonathan Taylor on my list.
That's allowed.
Okay, because I know he was injured, but even before that, he was not doing so well. And he was the top draft pick in the league.
Yeah.
Like, he was going for the highest dollar amount in our auction leagues. In the non-auction leagues, he was the first pick. Like, he was going. So that's a huge disappointment.
Oh, yeah. And for big money. Every time he was drafted, it was big money or contracted pretty big money. So, yeah, big disappointment. Russell Wilson, we talked about how he was flying off draft boards for ridiculous amounts of money. I still cannot believe he was drafted for more than Patrick Mahomes. But he ended up being an average draft position of the 10th quarterback and finished as 17th.
Najee Harris was drafted as the 5th running back, and he finished 14th.
That hurts.
It does. I mean, he's still up there in running backs, but it does hurt for the money you pay for your top 5 running backs.
Yep. I think I spent 53, 54 on him, so you need more than 14th for $53.
You do.
Joe Mixon drafted 7th. Not as big of a fall. Finished 13th, but still somebody I expected to finish in the top 10.
DeAndre Swift was drafted 8th and finished 25th.
Debo Samuel drafted 7th. 7th wide receiver, finished 22nd. Now, I didn't expect as much out of him because he had said he didn't want to be a running back like he was the previous year. So I didn't think he was going to finish as high.
And Michael Pittman, he was drafted 11th and he finished 30th.
And now for the biggest dud. And I know you love this.
I know.
Kyle Pitts.
On your list.
Yep. Kyle Pitts, drafted as the third tight end overall. And yes, he was injured and finished 34th, but we all know
he was bad.
He was bad before that injury.
He was the hype that just...
Yeah.
It was all hype and nothing else.
I was so sold on the fact that Arthur Smith was back and had done well with Delanie Walker, with Marcus Mariota throwing to Delanie. I don't know. I thought the whole theory was there. It seemed really good. It just seemed good. But it wasn't.
Wasn't. Keep dreaming.
Yep. So that's our studs and duds for the 2022 fantasy football season. Miranda, why don't we walk through some important dates?
Yes. One of the first important dates coming up, still have over a month, is the franchise tag deadline. It's coming up on March 7th, and this will determine who's hitting the free agency, but also might determine some holdouts.
Yeah, a lot of guys do not like to play on that franchise tag. They want a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They want a new contract, a big deal, franchise tag. They can still sign their franchise tag and end up getting a deal from that team, but that we know that that's rarely happens. It seems like usually they have to play on that tag. If you play on that tag and get injured, then you don't have a big contract coming up. So I get mm-hmm. it. I get why they don't like to do it, because they want that security. Everybody yeah. wants job security. But yeah, that'll be a big one to watch. And then, of course, probably the biggest. I feel like this is bigger than the draft myself, but the free agency yes. period. That starts March 15th. And of course, when that happens, we'll have an episode breaking down players on their new teams, how it helps mm-hmm. them, how it hurts other teammates, things like that.
That period is going to have a huge impact on fantasy football.
Absolutely. No matter what the position is, quarterback, running mm-hmm. back, wide receiver, it all affects their value. It affects their teammates' values.
Yes.
I mean, it changes mm-hmm. everything, really. Literally.
Literally.
Even their old teammates' mm-hmm. value. If they leave, then potentially their teammate gets better.
Did you say when that was? March 15th?
March
15th.
Did you
say that? I couldn't
yep.
remember.
Yep.
Yes. And then, of course, we have the actual draft, April 27th through April 29th. Top rookies and their landing spots. We'll be previewing some players that could make impacts during a later episode.
Yeah, we're going to bring on some guests, mm-hmm. some people with some, I mean, I know college football, but
we'll be bringing on some guests who know
they
college
really
football
know college football
more than us.
Yes, absolutely. And I love draft day.
Of course you do.
If you have not picked up on our intro, we have excerpts from the movie Draft Day.
And on draft day, every year, we watch Draft Day.
Yes, we have to.
I don't always necessarily watch it with you, but I hear it with you. You'll have it playing at some part during the day, and whatever I'm doing,
you
I'm
hear
catch
me
them.
Just make the trade, pancake meat, motherfucker. You're like, what is going on in there?
I'm getting snaps from Nick Fortune, who's also watching Draft Day, while you're watching Draft
yes.
Day on Draft Day.
You have to. I watch it. Mm-hmm. I try to watch it before fantasy football drafts start. Season starts too.
You do. You both do. I feel like you're both in sync with when you watch Draft Day.
It's how we get pumped.
It is. I suppose.
Yes. All right. What are we talking about next year?
We're gonna give you some gossip, dish out the tea, some big I just wanted to say the
give
tea,
me the
honestly.
Tea.
some big stories in the off season. And
I for those this real quick, yeah? for those that aren't as hip as you, what exactly does the tea mean? Spilling
gossip.
The tea. That's
spilling
just
the
gossip?
Gossiping.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to spill the tea.
Because you do it over tea or?
Probably because women, I don't know, back in the day, women gossiping over tea. I don't
yeah.
know.
Okay.
You I'm look just, it up.
You look it up.
I don't
you're
need to
saying.
All right. Probably a couple of the biggest stories right now. The biggest story right now, I think, is the Brady sweepstakes.
Yes.
Would you disagree
yes.
with me?
No, I think that's going to be huge.
You have, you know, like, obviously, Brady's a free agent. There's talks about him going to the Raiders. The 49ers have shown interest. The Dolphins were in the conversation for a little bit. They officially dropped out. We'll get into that a little bit. We had the Titans and the Commanders. It's Brady. He's still, if he's still with us next year, he's still going to be relevant.
He's still with
us. I don't mean it like that.
As long as that old fart doesn't die.
No, I'm... Stop. I meant if he's still with us in the NFL, he is going to be fantasy relevant.
Yes.
Wherever he goes. I don't, it's Brady. He's yeah. Brady.
Or even more so, I think nowadays, make his teammates more fantasy relevant.
Yes.
Because he may not be finishing in the top 10 necessarily, but he elevates the people around him.
He does.
Yeah.
So let's...
Real quick. The custom in the South of women who gather in the afternoon to drink tea and gossip is why the slang term tea is used for gossip. Anyways, sorry, proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Justin.
Yes.
Your
own personal Google.
Yes. The Raiders, let's talk about them. They have a lot of interest in Brady. Derek Carr.
He's gone.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. I like Derek Carr.
I do, too. I think he's a good player. I think that Raiders organization has issues. I mean, from John Gruden to just everything that has happened while Carr's been there. But
what is having a Tom Brady leading the Raiders do for Davante Adams?
Yeah. Davante Adams finished as the second or third wide receiver as it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's got to be right there, if not number one, right? Mm-hmm. I know he's an old guy. I mean, he's in his 30s. Usually your 30-year-old wide receivers don't make impacts year over year, but it's Davante Adams. Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're Davante Adams.
Yeah, right. Which then, I mean, if Brady steps in there, Carr for sure is gone anyways, we think. But then, you know, you have a trickle effect of where's Carr end up, and that'll be interesting as well. Because not only do I like Carr, I think he's a good player. He's got a good arm. Needs some more supporting casts, but yeah. Good player.
More supporting than Davante Adams.
That's all. That's really all he had, though. Because Darren Waller got hurt.
He did.
And he targeted, Davante Adams was the most targeted wide receiver. It's like he just kept slinging it to him. Like, please catch it, Davante.
All right. The 49ers. They have Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. There's already been discussions on, do they start with Brock Purdy? Do they start with Trey Lance? But now they're also interested in Tom Brady. What do you make of that?
Yeah, a team just losing the NFC Championship. Look at who got him there. Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you don't go with Brock Purdy, it's a damn shame. Unfortunately for Trey Lance, but I think it's time to trade Trey Lance. You know, let him get a fresh start elsewhere.
But if they bring on Tom Brady, they're not going to start Brock Purdy over Tom Brady.
No, not at all.
He would be a QB2.
Right. I really wanted to see the Niners play the Bucks because, you know, Tom Brady taken in the sixth round of the draft. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, last player drafted in the draft. I just think the storyline there would be good. But Brock Purdy learning from Tom Brady, even if it's for a year, I mean, that might benefit Brock Purdy for years to come.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we mentioned the Dolphins. It is confirmed. I don't know if they were truly interested right now, or was their name just thrown up in there because of all the drama last year?
Yeah, I think they were. I mean, they were interested last year, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But because of how last year went down, they should just stay away.
Well, and they have Tua. Tua did amazing. If
Tua cannot continuously have
concussions.
Yes.
There is that risk.
They have said that he will be fine, but three in a year, I'd be worried.
Yeah. But yeah, last year they lost a draft pick.
The first round draft pick.
And we're fined $1.5 million in fines for going after Brady.
Yeah, short side rant.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost their first round draft pick. So there's only 31 draft picks in the first round instead of 32, right?
Yes.
Because the Bears got the first pick in the draft, that means they would have had the first pick and the 32nd pick, which is technically this year round one of two.
Right.
But that's like two first rounders, but we traded it for Chase Claypool. Now, I'm excited about Chase Claypool. I think he's going to be good next year.
Mm-hmm.
But when you break it down to a first round pick, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because technically it's a first round pick.
Technically, it's
So anyways, yeah, no, I think the Dolphins just stay away from all the Tom Brady drama and everything that went down with that.
And then the Commanders having interest in him. So they had Carson Wentz, Taylor Heinicke, and Sam Howell was their rookie this year. Wentz still has 2 years left on his contract, but no guaranteed money.
Yeah, I think Wentz is done.
I do too.
Unless he will play as a backup. If he's happy being a backup, I think he could serve decent as a backup.
And Heinicke, his contract's up. He's a free agent.
Yeah. I like Taylor Heinicke because you know where he came from? The XFL.
Of course. Yeah, and then, yeah, Sam Howell, rookie out of North Carolina. I don't know, like, what do you think Tom Brady going to the Commanders does for them?
You know, they have a lot of good receivers in Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin. They have some weapons. Yeah, De'Ami Brown. So that makes them a contender in a very tough NFC East, I think. They did pretty good this year. They were in it until the last couple weeks. They fell out. Funny thing there, they lost. And they asked the coach Ron Rivera, so how do you feel knowing that if, I think it was the Packers, win, you guys will be eliminated? And he goes, we could be eliminated? Like, what coach doesn't know that you could be eliminated? That's almost a fireable offense, I feel like. But, I mean, I don't know what our buddy Ryan McIntyre, Moneyline Mac, feels about getting Tom Brady. I know he was kind of hoping they would trade for Rodgers.
Ugh, really?
Yeah, it's my same thing. Really? I told him I'd rather have Derek Carr go to the Commanders. Mm-hmm. But no, I think if they get an established quarterback like Brady, like a Derek Carr, that the Commanders are going to be a very tough team. They're very good defensively. They have a lot of weapons. So, yeah.
And then last but not least, the Titans, who have Ryan Tannehill and Malik Willis right now.
Yes, and they kind of benched Tannehill for Willis, and they, I don't know if Willis had a game over 120 passing yards. They didn't seem like they were okay trusting him. I didn't think he was ready. He came out of Liberty College. I don't think he was ready for the NFL. Still don't think he's ready for the NFL, so that's a team that Tannehill could be out the door, and yeah, they need
but
a vet.
I can't see, for whatever reason, I just cannot see Tom Brady going to the Titans.
Yeah, it'd be weird. It would be weird. Dark horse. I have a dark horse prediction.
Oh.
Yes.
What is your dark? I didn't know this. What
yeah, I know. It? So he plays for the Bucks in the NFC South now. I think he changes and goes to the New Orleans Saints. They have had no established quarterback because they had Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. They had the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. They don't have an established quarterback. They didn't seem to trust Winston after he got healthy, and they're not going to roll with Dalton again, I don't think. So,
but are they going to go with somebody who maybe has 1 year left, or do they want to find? Well, I guess they could go with Tom Brady and
still draft understudy. Yeah. And there's rumors that Sean Payton might be coming out of retirement or out of announcing now and go back to coaching. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton, you know, had many good years with Drew Brees. Now he gets Tom Brady. Seems like could be a interesting combination.
Maybe we should just put every team out there in the Brady sweepstakes.
Yes, not the Bears, please.
Not the Bears. No, I don't know. I don't see him going to the 49ers.
Yeah, I think they have enough with what they have.
Uh-huh. And I just cannot see him as a Titan. I just can't. That's just, I would have to mentally get around that. But so, Raiders, Commanders, your dark horse.
I will.
It's interesting. But he's, do you see him? We didn't even talk about Tampa Bay. Do you see him staying there?
I don't. I think they're ready to move on to kind of develop the next quarterback, take a different, I guess, change the direction of their franchise.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of a bet I made with you that I lost that we never talked about again.
Which one was that?
Gronk coming out of retirement.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He did not.
He did say he missed it. He missed football as he watched the championship game. He said the feelings and everything from that made him miss it. But he's like, that's the only moment I've missed it. did you know he's kicking a field goal at halftime?
No.
Yeah, there's something about, like, you can sign up, and if he makes it and your number's picked, you win money or whatever. But yeah, he's kicking a field goal, I guess, during halftime. It's bizarre. Like,
oh, gross.
Where's the NFL come up with this stuff? We've spent a lot of time talking about Tom Brady.
It's probably the biggest news right now. And it has a lot of impacts. No matter where he goes, there's a lot of impacts.
Oh, I just thought of one.
What?
What if he goes back to the Patriots? Reunites with Bill Belichick.
He's Mac not. Jones. That is done.
Mac Jones has not been the saving heir to take over for.
So you think he's going to go back and go to the Patriots and retire as a Patriot?
Why not? He spent so many years there.
But wasn't that kind of done, though, that relationship?
Yeah, I thought so, but who knows?
Well, we can gossip. So the next, let's keep this rolling.
Yes.
Rodgers. He doesn't know if he's going to retire or come back. There are rumors that the organization is growing increasingly unhappy with him.
Yes. Well, his family's been unhappy with him for years. So. Well,
irrelevant to football, Justin.
Yeah, no, he's kind of taking this Brett Favre career path where he was this decorated football player who did really well, but only took them to one Super Bowl or won one Super Bowl. And then he's really lately been more focused on his individual stats. Like, he verbally points those out, which is something Brett Favre did for the Packers, which, as a team person, your team doesn't want to hear about your individual stats. Mm-mm. He gets pissed when people drop the ball. You can see it on his face.
Oh my gosh. He's watching Rodgers play, he's
pissed all the time. All the time. It seems like he rarely looks like he's having fun anymore. But yeah, and there's rumors that the Jets might be interested, also following Brett Favre's career path. Then I expect him to retire. Kirk Cousins is out, and he goes
Vikings. To the Vikings.
Yeah. I'll go play with Justin
Jefferson. Comes out of
retirement
to then yes, go play absolutely. For the Vikings.
Yeah. So,
interesting, Justin. Yeah. Interesting.
I hope he retires.
You want him out?
I do. I don't like seeing Rodgers, not just as a Bears fan. Just, I don't like him. I really don't like him. He's a douche. He really is.
How do you really feel? Like, he is not a. He doesn't seem nice.
No.
He doesn't seem friendly. He seems arrogant.
Yeah, he's arrogant.
Not a team player, like you said.
Right.
So.
And it's not because he's a Packer, because I respected Brett Favre. I didn't like that we lost to him, but I said, you know what? I respect him, though. I don't respect Rodgers. Just throwing
all right.
that out there.
J-Mark
sure
Football
care.
Does not respect Rodgers.
I'm sure his feelings are not hurt by that.
No.
But
okay, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Ravens may franchise tag him. Do you think he'll play under that?
I don't. It's interesting because this is the second year in a row where he's had an injury that's forced him to miss several games.
Mm-hmm.
So is he injury prone? And if you get franchise tagged, you don't want to play on that tag as an injury-prone player.
No.
Because you'll likely get injured, and then you won't get as big of a contract. So I think he'll demand a trade if he's tagged.
Tagged.
And I don't know if they can pay him, because they spent, they gave a five-year, $120 million contract to Roquan Smith. So I don't know if they can afford him, to be honest.
That, I don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. We already kind of touched on this. The 49ers quarterback situation. Brock Purdy or Trey Lance.
Yeah.
We feel like they should go with Purdy.
Right.
We're also biased.
Yeah. Well, because he's an Iowa State boy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think they need to go with Purdy. I think he gave the team a spark, though. He seemed to give the team a spark. So, yeah, I think they stick with him. But who knows? I don't get paid to make these decisions.
But you wish you did.
I do wish I did.
All right. Next, we have some big free agent names with fantasy football impacts.
Yeah, these are the guys that on March 15th may be signing with new teams, and we'll be talking about their impacts on their new teams.
Mm-hmm. Justin, who do you got for us?
So the biggest one in my mind, Saquon Barkley. I don't know if the Giants re-sign him, but I think he has value no matter where he goes. Please be the Bears. Please be the Bears.
Are there rumors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That he wants to play with Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Do you know how exciting that would be?
Yeah. If he's healthy, he's still one of the best. So I would be very ecstatic about that.
We just talked about him. Lamar Jackson finished 15th ranked quarterback, but he missed six games. We don't, I mean, his fantasy value with his rushing ability.
Yeah, I think no matter where he goes,
I think that he's going to have, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yep, agreed.
Another one, I'm going to budge you, Justin.
Go for it.
Geno Smith.
The guy who you did not think
would
be a top 10. I know, fifth
ranked quarterback. Do you think he will stay with the Seahawks?
I do. I think he did enough for that organization. And really, I think that's his best opportunity to start. So if they offer him something, I think he should sign. I don't know if he'll go anywhere else and be able to start, even though he did really good this year. The other, I mean, we talked about him a lot extensively, so we won't spend much time on him. But Tom Brady, 11th ranked quarterback this year.
He's going to elevate wide receivers on whichever team he goes to.
Yep.
He somehow always manages to stay fantasy relevant, so just pay attention there.
Yeah. Next one, wide receiver didn't play this last year, but Odell Beckham Jr. Is he going to be fantasy relevant ever again?
Okay. So let me break this down for you. He's 30,
yes.
Which I know we've talked about.
Older. Easy.
You're not a wide receiver for the NFL, Justin.
What's that supposed to mean?
But the average, I don't know if you know this, the average peak season for a wide receiver is 26.
So he's past.
I do. Okay. When 2015 was 7 years ago, so he would have been 23. I think he had his peak season in 2015 with the New York Giants. He put up 96 receptions for 1,450 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Yes.
2016 was another good year, but he dropped in yards and in touchdowns. We have never seen numbers like that from him since.
Yeah.
So I know he went to different teams
right.
in there, but when you're talking, so at 2016, 6 years ago, he was 24 before like the last time he put up the numbers that were even close to his peak year in 2015. I don't think we're going to see another. That was his peak. I don't think we're going to see that again.
He'll never be a wide receiver one again.
No.
That's for sure. Yeah, I agree with you there.
So he's not going to be, I mean, people might be excited to see his name out there again, but I don't think that he's going to be fantasy relevant.
Yeah, it would have to be the right situation. I feel like he started cooking a little bit with the Rams. He came back from injury mid-year for them. Started looking kind of good, but then, of course, tore his ACL. But it would have to be a very pass-heavy offense like they have with, I mean, then Matt Stafford looked good. He did not obviously look good this last year. But yeah, no, I agree with you there. Next one, Daniel Jones.
Don't you mean Dan Jones?
Oh, yeah, Dan Jones, as Kramer would say, finishes the 12th-ranked quarterback. What do you think about him?
Sorry, taking a drink of my old fashioned and then swallowed wrong. Is it even possible after a really good year leading the Giants to the playoffs that the Giants let him walk?
I mean, he shouldn't, right? They shouldn't.
And then if they do let him walk, does he have that value elsewhere?
That's tough. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's decent. Doesn't have the best statistical arm, I guess, but he's sneakily athletic. He runs well for a big, tall quarterback. And I don't know. It's got to be the right system, in my opinion. I think his best option, fantasy-wise, is if he does stay with the Giants in Brian Daboll's scheme and everything. I think that's best for him. And I think they should probably keep him.
I think they should keep him.
Yeah.
He's Dan Jones now.
He's Dan Jones. But I don't know if he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
That would be weird to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not him alone anyways. So, I mean, but Eli Manning won two Super Bowls with the Giants, and I never thought he was necessarily a Super Bowl winning quarterback either.
So, more so than Dan Jones.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Juju Smith-Schuster, 27th ranked wide receiver.
Now, do you feel he's relevant, or did Patrick Mahomes make him more relevant?
Yes.
Yes, both.
Both.
Okay.
I do think Patrick Mahomes made him more.
Better.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he makes any receivers better. I thought he was going to struggle this year with their crew of receivers, but he did not.
He did not. Number one quarterback and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think he did just fine.
Right.
Tony Pollard, 7th ranked running back.
Yeah, if he gets a starting job anywhere, he'll be even better than 7th ranked. He finished that as the quote-unquote RB2.
Behind Zeke.
Yeah, and he did better fantasy-wise than Zeke. So it's interesting, do the Cowboys potentially cut Zeke and keep Pollard? I know Elliott's done a lot for their organization, mm-hmm. but Pollard runs with more fire. You can just see it watching his game tape.
Yeah, I don't see Pollard going anywhere.
Yeah, I think they keep him and cut Zeke. I think that's their only option, but maybe they still want to roll with two. I don't know. Another one, Josh Jacobs. He finishes the 3rd ranked running back.
If the Raiders let him walk, not only do I think that he's going to retain his value, but their rookie, Zamir White, I feel like would be first in line to be the RB1 of the Raiders. And then, yeah, his stock would go up if they let Jacobs go.
Yeah, that's perfect for describing like what we will talk about post free agency.
There you go. Gave you a little preview.
Right. Because, you know, that's a situation where it's not just the free agent that's value changes.
No, it's the guy the behind team, him. The team he left behind. Yeah. How that, like.
We might have to make that a two-parter episode.
We'll see.
There will be a
it's
lot
gonna to be
dive
crazy.
Into.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
It will be. Evan Engram, 5th ranked tight end. What do you think of that him?
I think he fits really well with the Jags scheme after falling out of favor with the Giants. If the Jags resign him, I think he holds value, but he drops if he goes. Sorry. If the Jags re-sign him, he holds value, but I think he drops if he goes somewhere else.
Yeah, I agree. Dalton Schultz, another tight end. He finished 10th ranked. What do you think
just
of him?
Getting into my tight ends here.
You are the tight end expert.
I don't know. I don't see him being higher than 10th ranked.
Shouldn't
honestly.
Tell people I'm getting into your tight end on air.
I'm getting into the tight ends. I've always been into the tight ends.
No, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dalton Schultz is ever higher than a 10th ranked.
No.
Staying on the Cowboys is probably his best bet.
Miles Sanders, 13th ranked after a disappointing last 4 games for him.
Yeah, he should have finished higher than 13th. I would like to let you know, as a reminder, I got him for $1.
I know.
It'll be interesting to see if the Eagles re-sign him. And if not, I feel like his value drops because they're a run-first, run-heavy team that has a strong pass, so it opens that run game up, and I think he has the most value there. That's all of our top free agents for now, right?
Some good discussion there, Justin.
Yeah, yeah. Lots to think about in the fantasy football world, especially if you have these guys contracted. I mean, they might be on the move, and that will change their value.
Yes. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Killing me.
It is killing you. I can tell.
Yes.
So our listeners know what we're drinking.
What? Oh, yeah, they do.
What? Yes, they know.
I left the room.
You
guys found out before me, damn it.
We're going to do this a little different. Of course, I have some history or information for you on what we're drinking. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start with our flavor palette with all the details on this lovely whiskey.
Yeah, give me the flavor.
The color.
Profile.
Our listeners cannot see this. How would you describe that color?
Dark amber.
Well, they describe it as a bright gold.
What? Is this not dark?
It looks darker in here.
Maybe it's the lighting.
I think it's the lighting in our room.
The light. I see
we're
it does
also
look light
like,
gold.
Have all these like warm tones in this room. So, on the
maintain
nose.
Maintain warm tones.
Give us a sniff, Justin.
I just drank it. Sorry.
I know. You failed me.
You have failed.
You should
whiskey.
Get like caramel with hints of vanilla, oak, and barley.
I get a lot of oak. That's what I get. Oak.
I get vanilla and caramel. I can get that. I always pick out the sweet. The taste should be citrus on top of vanilla and black pepper. Now do your 3 tastes for me. Did all you right. do them?
Oh, I've done 1.
I haven't tasted this by itself. I apologize for all the pauses, everybody.
Well, we got it. We got a drink.
And while you do that, the finish should be warm.
Is it warming you up?
Yes, it warm. Yes, definitely warm. Long and dry.
I'll give you something warm, long, and dry.
You knock it off. Justin.
Why is it dry? This don't joke on your whiskey. This is very good.
Do you know what it is? Do you have any guesses? Do you think you've tried this before? Let's start there. Do you think you've tried this before?
They see, it's such a hard question because I've tried so many whiskeys.
Don't think about all the whiskeys that you have, or like, don't do a mental checklist of what you haven't tried. Well, just like, think about, have you tasted this whiskey before?
Yes.
You just want to say that.
No, I think I have. I have a guess. Can you tell me the proof?
No.
Okay.
I specifically left out any details. I'm not getting into those. I have the information.
Okay.
But I think if I tell you the proof, it narrows it down.
Is it Evan Williams Bottle and Bond?
You bastard.
It is.
It
okay.
is.
It's one of my favorites, so that's
it
why.
It is.
I, yeah.
Okay. Sorry I called you a bastard on your podcast.
For being a good whiskey.
It is. This is, I was down there and I was like, I was just trying to think what would be really good in old fashioned. I have never tried the Bottled and Bond. That is your favorite.
I didn't realize you
had tried
it. I've
never tried it. And I know that you love it. Mm-hmm. You like it neat. You like it on the rocks. You like it in an old fashioned.
Yeah.
And I decided, since you were busy and couldn't help me pick a bourbon, I was just going to try this one.
Are you impressed that I guessed it?
I am.
Yes. I know that.
Did I give anything away?
No, I've just, if I think about all the whiskeys I have, mm-hmm. I've probably had the most of this one because it's a very affordable and I really like it.
Yes.
And I did recognize the mm-hmm. taste.
So you were in here earlier, obviously, mm-hmm. but it is, it's below $20. It's a bottom shelf whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good.
Oh, it's very good. And in the old fashioned.
It's very good.
It holds up.
It does. And that is kind of like what we've heard from people. I don't know why I haven't tried it before. Probably because we're getting all these new like $50 and $60 bottles
you're
of
like,
whiskey.
I'm not trying that
$18. Well, no, but we're trying all these like, I got really into rye whiskeys this year. And we've had so many different craft bourbons and whiskeys that we've been trying. It just never, I don't know why, I just never went and tried this one. But anyway, so we are drinking Evan Williams Bottled in Bond Bourbon. You can go on evanwilliams.com, get a lot more information on them, their distillery. They're located on Whiskey Row in Louisville, Kentucky. And
so
I
we
think,
need to visit them.
Well, yes. When I was researching them, I was like, this is something we're probably going to do when we do our bourbon trail. So if you're going to Risky Row and you're going to go...
Risky Row?
Whiskey? Risky? Whiskey? I thought I said whiskey.
I thought you said risky. Maybe you said whiskey.
If you're going, they are located at the Evan Williams Experience. You can get tickets to tour their distillery. And then you'll get a guided tasting with that tour. And that is why I marked this down on a place we're going to go. Not only because this is one of your favorites, it's one of your go-tos. It's very affordable. I just thought it would be awesome to go to the Evan Williams Experience, go through that tour, learn about the history, and get a tasting.
Yeah. If you haven't tried it, I suggest going mm-hmm. trying it. It's not going to cost you much, obviously, to try it.
No. Under $20.
Side story, our musician, the guitarist, Paul Stevie, that mm-hmm. brings us in and leads us out every episode, he visited 2 years ago on 4th of July. Not a big whiskey drinker at all.
Oh, I forgot. We were passing this around with the port.
We
I didn't try. Did I
around.
Try it then?
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. I think Paul I stuck I, to port.
Paul and I passed this back and forth around the fire as we drank port after he
Bad
had a bunch of PBR. But
bad combination.
Anyways, he personally liked this better than Jefferson's Ocean Aged
Which
at
is
sea.
Ridiculous, people. That is ridiculous. He's not a whiskey connoisseur.
No,
he doesn't
not at all.
Know what he's talking about. He's ridiculous.
But everybody has different palates.
I know.
And,
everybody does.
He's
Sorry,
not a whiskey
Paul.
Guy, and he liked this. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you don't like whiskey, try this one. Maybe you will. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you will.
And for 100 proof, I don't feel like it's super harsh.
No, and that's what I was going to say in the details that you interrupted
sorry.
Me.
Go on.
So their bottled and bond is aged under government supervision, meeting the exact requirements for a bottled and bond bourbon. It is smooth for 100 proof. It's a good one. I recommend this to people if you're just looking for a really affordable whiskey, a bourbon, and it's good.
Yeah. Now, what I really want to do is put this in a glass next to the Jack Daniel's bottle and bond that I have.
Yeah.
And compare them, because I still think I will pick this one.
I was going to say this is better.
I think so.
I am not a fan. I'm going to get reamed for this one. I'm not a fan of Jack Daniel's.
Oh, come on. It's such a classic.
It's a classic. It is. It's what...
It's my first whiskey drink.
Before I really liked... I know. And that is, I know it is. Before I really liked whiskey and bourbons and was really into it, when I thought of whiskey, I thought of Jack Daniel's. I know they are a classic one. It's a go-to. But I think I've also had so many bad experiences with Jack Daniel's. One bad experience with Jack Daniel's.
Cough, cough, Tennessee hookers.
And I just don't think I can drink their whiskey.
Yeah.
It's harsh. Jack Daniel's is harsh.
And it's... Technically, it's not labeled as a bourbon. It's labeled as a Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, it's whiskey. But I didn't say it was bourbon.
No, no, I know. But I was going to say, listening to the distiller, I'll have to find his name. I always forget. It was on Jay Cutler's podcast. He said that Tennessee whiskeys and bourbons are the exact same thing. So that was really interesting. He said when you're filing your whatever paperwork... for your whiskey, your distillery, there's no option for Tennessee whiskey. It's bourbon, and you click bourbon because that's what it is. So, yeah. But anyways, yeah, I think this is better than the JD Bonded, and JD Bonded is about twice the price.
It is. Yeah. JD Bonded was what, 37, 38?
Yeah, around there. So yeah, twice the price. I've got the big old thing of this, the 1.75 liter.
That's
so.
Not what this came out of though. You still had some in your smaller bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
Your normal size bottle.
The normal, not smaller, just the normal size.
We are never going to drink the amount of whiskey that we own.
Challenge accepted. We just got to have some parties.
I know. Whiskey tasting at our house.
Yeah, despite having a podcast that reviews whiskey, we are not partiers, and we don't drink it heavily. We just enjoy a nice glass of whiskey, which is okay. Brandon, you got anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just really looking forward to... what we have in store for this off season.
Yeah, we got a lot of content coming at you. Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for big announcements from us. Stay tuned for guests, because we're excited to have some guests.
They are coming.
They are. We already got some lined up, penciled in. We don't have their dates penned in, I guess. Do you write it in pen when you have the date for sure? But penciled in. As
All right, you're getting too technical. This is too serious.
Oh, my bad. That's all I have anyways. So how's your old fashioned doing over there?
It's gone because it was good.
Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Old fashioned football.